see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this magnificent Monday, January 6th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Our Lions broke a ton of franchise records last night. Coming out, finally getting the offense going, 31-9 over the Minnesota Vikings. Securing the number one seed in the NFC. The Central Division champs, number one seed, does a couple of things. Number one, first of all, the franchise record, the most wins in the history of the Detroit Lions football club. The team, 15-2 in the regular season. That's number one. What that did for them, gave them the first round bye. So they don't play next week. They get time to heal up. And God knows we need to heal up some players. The defense, devastated, went with a completely different scheme than they had done against the Minnesota Vikings earlier in the year. Early in the year, they kicked a winning field goal to beat them. Last night, Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, had a brilliant scheme that played to perfection that the Minnesota Vikings were not prepared for. Completely blindsided them. Completely. What he did was brilliant. He switched from zone defense, where you're responsible for a certain area of the field. That's your house. This roughly 5-yard square is your square. You're responsible. 11 guys on the field, they're responsible. The front line is responsible for rushing the passer. If he's going to throw a pass or tackle the running back in the backfield for a loss, middle linebackers are going to be coming and watching receivers, slot receivers, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs coming out of the backfield. Safety and cornerbacks are the last line of defense before a touchdown. He switched it up from zone to man. Now, here's a problem. If you're on one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, Jefferson, he blows by you, it's a touchdown. If he just flat out fakes a down and out toward the sideline. You bite on it, and he turns on the afterburners and takes off for the goalpost. It's a touchdown. But with enough pressure coming from the line and different absolutely schemes of blitzing the quarterback, Minnesota Vikings quarterback didn't know what to do. He threw so many passes that were bad, it was not even funny. First round bye, and guess what else? The road to the Super Bowl goes through Ford Field, Detroit, Michigan. NFC has to go through Motown. Home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I'm so excited, I can hardly stand it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Couple of text messages. I did not realize that you understood football so well. Laugh out loud. I played football, played in junior high and high school, was being scouted by Michigan State University But that dream got disrupted when a little halfback stuck his helmet in my left knee. Yep, took me out. So, through the grace of God, I went in a different direction and ultimately ended up meeting Miss Vicky, and the rest is history. Football is like a chess game. If you know chess, the moves on the board in chess is act and react. Same thing with football, except you have 11 people on each side of the ball, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, moving the pieces at the same time. It's not one player moving a piece on the chessboard for the other player to observe and respond. It's happening simultaneously. 22 plays are happening within one. Everybody has an assignment. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do, where they're supposed to go. The defense has a play called that doesn't always work against the offensive play that's called. So their moves are moving in the wrong direction. That's how you end up with a touchdown. Love watching football. Last night, boring first half. Minnesota made a mistake with 40 seconds left before halftime. They kicked off and kicked it out of bounds. The Lions got it at the 40-yard line because of the penalty. Two passes later, field goal range. Campbell calls a timeout with 2 seconds to go. Bring on the kicker, Bates. He kicks a field goal. They're up 10-6. Boring, low scoring. Are you kidding me? Came out of halftime, and it was a completely different second half. The Lions' offense went on fire. It was great. 3 touchdowns, 31-9. They held them to just a field goal in the second half. It was great. If you didn't see it, watch it. Find it somewhere. Watch the replay of it. It was a great game. And now, the NFC division goes through Motown. They are at home for the entire playoffs. Let's see. No sports, please. It's below us. Except what? 15-2? No way. Go home. Go hometown Lions. Your coverage is the best. Very interesting how you explain the strategy. Keep it up. Well, the thing of it is, just a quick little side note. The last time the Detroit Lions won a championship was 1957, the year before I was born. Well, back then it wasn't called the Super Bowl. Back then it was the National Football League against the American Football League. There was two leagues, and it wasn't called the Super Bowl. It was the championship for football in America. Lions won in 1957, Briggs Stadium, the old Tiger Stadium. They converted Tiger Stadium into a football field. That's where they played it, and Lions won. As long as I've been alive, they have never made it to the Super Bowl. A few years later, the NFL and the AFL merged. They become the National Football League. That's why we have the AFC and the NFC conferences. They have home field advantage, and they have a lot of players that are coming back, becoming healthy. The Super Bowl will be in New Orleans this year in February. I'm excited. I cannot wait. Playoffs start this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to it. But anyway, one local story that blew up over the weekend that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about it in detail tomorrow with Iron Pig Smokehouse owner Ian Murphy. He'll be on from 10 to 10:30. Today he's on with Justin Barclay down at the Superstation in Southfield, Michigan, talking about this. I've been told that even Fox News TV show network talked about this story yesterday. Gretchen Whitmer, her public lands manager, and the DNR, they're wanting to destroy 400 acres of forest. Absolutely pristine, beautiful, wooded area in the Gaylord area. Clear cut it, remove every tree, land balance it, and put in, believe it or not, solar panels. Solar panels. Here we go again. Presque County did it to farmland. Now these idiots want to destroy 400 acres of trees that are producing CO2. Let me ask you guys a question. What is the main reason, what is the number one justification by the left, by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, their number one justification for solar panels? Produces clean energy. Does not, when consumed, does not produce any greenhouse gases. That's their whole justification for electric vehicle mandates. That's their whole justification for clean energy, 100% of our electric grid to be produced by wind turbines and solar panels by 2040. That's what the Democrats passed. That's what Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed. There's only one problem. You're eliminating the production of CO2 by clear-cutting 400 acres of woods in northern Michigan that offsets greenhouse gases. It's totally contradictory to their mission statement. I could understand to a certain point a little bit about the farmland, although I'm totally against that too. Farmland food that's grown on farmlands does not produce anywhere near what 400 acres of trees do. Rotational crops, once they're harvested, the ability, it just does not equal what trees do. We need to blow up Governor Gretchen Whitmer's phone. We need to blow up the phone to the DNR director, Scott Bowen, and the Office of Public Lands director, Scott Whitcomb, in Lansing. Now, you know, elected officials in Lansing have an area code and a prefix that's the same. I don't care who it is. Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, State Representative, State Senators, I don't care who it is. We know, you know, I've trained you to know what is the area code in Lansing. 517. you know, all these elected government people, the prefix is 373. You know that. That's ingrained in you. You know that. If you were on the game Jeopardy and they asked you what's the area code and prefix to any elected official in Lansing, Michigan, the state capital, you would know the answer. What is 517-373? Right? You know that. Whitmer's office is 3400. Her extension, 3400. So, what is the governor's phone number? 517-373-3400. Now, another number that you most likely will be able to get a human being at is her private scheduler phone answering receptionist. That's slightly a different number because it's a private number directly to the governor's person. Still, 517 area code, 335-7858. Now, the bureaucrats have a different prefix. Still, 517 in Lansing. Their prefix is 284. Scott Bowen, the DNR director, his extension is 6367. And this happens to be also the exact same phone number for Scott Whitcomb, director of Office of Public Lands. 517-284-6367. I've got emails for Scott's, both of the two Scott's, DNR director, director of Office of Public Lands, Whitcomb S@Michigan.gov, DNR-director@Michigan.gov. Don't have an email for the governor, just phone numbers. I have this in a photo on my phone. If you want this meme with these phone numbers and the two email addresses, text me DNR for this proposed DNR project they're wanting to do in our listening area. We need to blow up their phones. We need to send emails. We need to hold rallies. We need to get their attention. You're not going to destroy 400 acres of pristine woods producing a ton of CO2 to offset greenhouse gases for the construction of solar panels. We're not going to do it. We are not going to allow you to do this. We're going to get into the reasons why. We're going to get into the reasons. You're going to understand the reasons, and then you'll be able to make the phone calls. Text me DNR, and I'll send you this information. Bottom of our news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering